Hello and welcome to the Rapcast. Today we're going to be talking about Tyler, the Creator, his Igor album, and his meaning of the album. Now, I'm here with
Victor Escobar.
Yeah, and Igor by Tyler, the Creator, was a fifth studio album he recorded, released on May 17th, 2019. It took the charts by storm, being number one, and even getting a beef with DJ Khaled over his album beating Fava Rasad. Do you remember that at any point?
Yeah, I definitely remember that. Or DJ Khaled posted a video. He posted a whole description about how the album was like he's never heard of him or anything, and now it was just super cheesy.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to cover it a little bit, but I realized there's not really much to cover about it. It's just DJ Khaled just being, you know, self-centered in a way.
I think it was pretty one. I don't remember what Tyler said for real.
Tyler, I thought, had some good responses, though.
I can't even remember what he said, because it was like DJ Khaled just looked so dumb coming out of it from the beginning.
I don't feel like many people actually paid attention to that for that reason. Do you consider yourself a fan of Tyler, the Creator?
Yeah, definitely. He's one of my favorites.
Yeah, what appeals to you about him?
He does whatever he wants. He doesn't really care what people think of him.
Yeah, because I know a lot of rappers try to, like, act this way to be, like, you know, socially acceptable. Well, not really that, but, like, you know, be, like, go along with the crowd, but Tyler, the Creator, is just kind of a wild card, and I like that, too, about him.
Yeah, he just really does whatever he wants.
Yeah. Did you listen to Igor?
Yeah, I definitely did.
Yeah, because I remember that song, that album came out, I didn't really take it seriously.
Yeah.
It has, like, kind of a feel of it where it feels like a joke to a point.
Yeah, it was really different from his other albums.
The crazy thing about that is, you know, it's talking about him falling for somebody, but then them not committing to it.
Yep.
From what I assume.
Yeah. It's like a
love story.
Yeah.
Do you remember the track "A Boy Is a Gunner"? What was that?
Yeah.
What was that about?
I have no idea. I can't remember it. Like. It's not, I really like that song for the production.
Yeah, because I can't that was one of my favorite songs. It just, I knew his album had meaning, and I just was curious if you, by chance, knew, you know, what it was about.
Like, okay, so I know I gotta look through the track list, because I know a bunch of the meanings for the other songs. But I, like, for example, on what song is it where he's talking about blueprints? Yeah. And how he uses blueprints and houses as, like, an analogy for, like, how he was building, and he thought he had, like, this whole house planned out with this person, and then he had to metaphorically move out because the person that he's living with had a new tenant.
Yeah. I'm trying to look up the version. I mean, you know, the meaning of it, but, I mean, it was a hard-to-understand song for me.
Yeah, and one thing I like about the album is, well, I don't know if I, like, because at first, you know, you listen to the whole album, like, front to back, but, like, the album is, like, kind of weird if you listen to the songs individually, like, just shuffled.
Yeah, it's more of, like, a story album. And speaking of that, I was going to ask you, but, you know, might as well ask you right now, do you listen to songs that, I mean, albums that are more, like, a story or just, like, vibe to them?
It's really
mixed.
Yeah, it's mixed. Like, I enjoy both.
Yeah, because I enjoy, like, stuff, music that has a purpose to it, you know?
Yeah, like a message or something.
Yeah. What was your favorite track overall on Igor?
It's probably Puppet, because I really like Kanye.
Yeah.
And Igor's theme, I really like the intro.
Yeah, the intro is really good.
It just, like, caught me off guard. I didn't know what to expect at all.
Yeah, because it's like you're like, oh, this can't be the this must be the only track like that. And then the whole album.
There's a bunch of songs like that, yeah.
And it's like you wouldn't expect that from an artist like Tyler. But that's the thing I love about Tyler. He makes groundbreaking stuff sometimes. Like,
and yeah, and he gets backlash for it sometimes from, like, the fans that, like, like his older stuff where he raps a lot, because he doesn't rap that much on this album.
Yeah. Do you like him singing better or rapping better?
I just like
him doing what he wants.
Yeah, whatever he likes.
Yeah, because a lot of fans are like, in general, they're like, well, if you're going to rap at one point, you have to rap for your whole life. And that's just not how artistry works. You do what you feel, you know.
He changed. Like, people change.
I think a transition from rapper to a singer is a good thing if you can, you know, handle it well. Like, if you can have the voice. What's your opinion on that?
I think Drake really popularized it, like, singing in rap songs, like, in hip-hop albums.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Tyler's a really, like, he can do pretty good. Like, I don't think he's the best, obviously.
No, I don't think Tyler's the best at singing, but I feel like for his voice, he did very well.
Yeah, he does. He's good. And he has good usage of, like, auto-tune, and, like, sometimes he has, like, that high-pitched voice that he does with the auto-tune.
Speaking of, like, Tyler, did you like Earthquake?
Yeah, I definitely liked it.
I chuckled a lot at that.
Yeah.
Not because it was funny, because it was like, wow, this is really happening.
Yeah, it feels like a really pop song. Like,
yeah, it's like, you know, Tyler's a rapper, or maybe he was. You know, he might still do rap, but he was mainly a rapper. And then hearing this, like, pop song, which mixing and mastering could be debated on if it did well, you know.
Yeah.
Because the mixing and mastering, I feel like he could have a, like, I feel like that's how he wanted it, though.
Probably. Like an artistic choice.
Yeah, artistic choice.
And the Playboi Carti feature.
Yeah. So, other than Kanye, what was your second favorite feature?
I like Playboi Carti. I know Uzi was in it really briefly at the beginning in Igor's Theme. Who else is in it, if
I could recall? I know the album had, like, a lot of features. It was really...
Yeah, cool. But they're, like, so subtle.
Yeah, and that's what I like. If you're listening to an artist for a song, you should mainly listen to him and maybe get a few things extra, but, you know, mainly listen for that artist.
Yeah, I feel like on the album, he, like, you're listening to it for, like, the songs, because, like, sometimes artists will put, like, the names of the artists on there, and people will just listen to it because of the names that are on it.
Yeah. Did you go to a concert of Tyler, the Creator?
Yeah, I actually did. I think it was October 4th at SLU.
Yeah. How was his performance?
He is really good. He really hypes up the crowd.
Yeah.
It was crazy. I got, like... Super. I was exhausted afterwards because I was just screaming the whole time.
Yeah, I feel like Tyler is one of those people that's like really fun to see in concert, for the fact that, you know, like, he does know how to be a wild card, and people like that sometimes.
Yeah, he's really, and like, the visuals are amazing. Yeah. He's got like these crazy like stuff in the back. He dances crazy. In between, he would like clown some dudes in the crowd. It was funny. He's just super entertaining.
Would you consider it more of a music show or, like, a comedy show?
Yeah, but it's definitely music.
But, yeah, I could see Tyler making, like,
comedy? Like, how he used to make the show?
Well, not that, like, have a concert, but, like, mainly interact with the crowd more than the music, you know?
Maybe.
I don't know. Was the parking bad there? Like, how big was this crowd?
Actually, it was... Okay, the crowd was fat, but I found, like, really good parking, actually. I don't know how. The Kaifetz, I don't know how to pronounce it, arena, is actually really small. Like, I was in there, and I felt small. But it got filled up, like, completely. And it's not a big venue at all, and it got filled up, and it was like, but it was so crowded in the middle.
Yeah,
I was just getting shoved and pushed, and like, it was nuts.
Yeah. So when you're talking about Tyler, is there anybody you wish he would collab with more, or collab with in general?
I know people have always been wanting for him to collab with Childish Gambino.
Oh, that'd be a good collab.
Yeah, and I want more Frank Ocean collabs.
Yeah.
And Rocky, because Potato Salad was so good.
What about, I'm trying to think of his name. What's that one rapper that, hold up. He made that, DJ Ski Mask. Or Ski Mask
the Slump God?
Yeah. Do you think he would collab good with him?
Oh, man. Slump. He has such, like, an interesting, like, way of rapping. I think it would be really cool. I'd be down to listen to that. Like, they're so different,
because they both have comedic sense of humor.
Yeah, they do.
But they both have good writing skills.
They're both really interesting.
Yeah, I feel like they can make a really good song. Anything that you don't like about Tyler?
Oh, man. I can't think. Like, sometimes some of his old stuff is, like, really edgy. Yeah. And I'm, like, surprised he doesn't get in trouble for it. Like, it doesn't bother me for real. It doesn't
bother you, but you can, like, see how other people...
I could see how it bothers other people.
Yeah.
Like, but he was young and he wasn't really thinking.
Yeah. Do you think rappers should be, like, held accountable for their past actions?
Oh, man.
I mean...
It depends, really. It
depends on what they said, though.
Like...
Yeah. But, I mean, everyone should be forgiven to a point, right?
Yeah, like...
Because, like...
Like, in Tyler's case, he's just singing these songs where he says certain things he shouldn't be saying. But, like, let's say... Like, Chris Brown is beating people. I don't think he should be forgiven for that.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, everyone wants to run with the mob of, like, the cancel culture.
Yeah.
Do you feel like there's anyone in the rap game that has a bad influence right now?
I really don't. Like, I'll listen to his stuff, but I really don't like Drake. He's always causing problems.
Yeah, he's always kind of, like, self-centered.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just something about Drake. So I think that'll be it. So I hope you all guys have a great day, and see you guys later on the Rapcast.